Roman numeral 3. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright morning star. Revelation 22:16b. A. Christ, who is signified by the heavenly luminaries, the light is the bright morning star. B. At his coming back, Christ will be the rising sun to his people generally, but the morning star to his watchful lovers particularly. C. The latter will be a reward to the overcomers. I will give the morning star. Revelation 2:28. D. Christ as the root and offspring of David is related to Israel and the kingdom, whereas his being the bright morning star is related to the church and the rapture. E. The morning star appears before the darkest hour prior to the dawn. F. The great tribulation will be this darkest time, after which the day of the kingdom will dawn. This indicates that Christ will appear as the bright morning star in the darkest time prior to the close of this age. G. In the kingdom, the Lord will appear publicly to his people as the sun, but before the great tribulation, he will appear privately to his overcomers as the morning star to rapture them. H. The bright morning star will appear only to the watchful ones. I. The slumbering believers will not see the morning star. They will see Christ only as the sun in a general way. J. The watchful ones will have the priority to taste the freshness of his presence at his coming back after a long absence. K. The entire Bible concludes with the desire for the Lord's coming expressed as a prayer. L. John's prayer in Revelation 22:20 is the last prayer in the Bible. He who testifies these things says, Yes, I come quickly. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Revelation 22:20. Revelation 22:7. And behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this scroll.